And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, and kind of went through the opening soon. And we want to talk about the legislative coffee. We have another one coming up in the near future.
Yeah, Kathy, and I know that you and your staff, news department, are always having our local legislators on and in focus and talking about. There's lots happening at the state capitol, and it's hard to keep up with a lot of major decisions our legislators have got to make. But we're going to have our second legislative coffee on April 1st. So it's an easy day to remember. It's a Saturday. It's at 7:30 in the morning, and we hold it at the Sunset Zoo. This is our second legislative coffee. Our first legislative coffee, we had about 90 people from the community. So this is, I just want to emphasize to people, this is open to the general public. It's free, and it's at the Sunset Zoo, so there's plenty of good parking. It's in the education building, so there's good acoustics and good hearing, and the chamber provides free coffee and rolls as long as it holds out, and usually we have enough for everybody. So we encourage people to come out and hear, and then we do allow people to ask questions of the legislators so that they get an opportunity to get their questions answered. And then our local legislators are very good. They'll stay around after the coffee and visit with folks, and so we absolutely always end it by 9 o'clock. We do not go longer than nine. And I think the people that come to that, we have business people, we have senior citizens, we have young people, we have people of all ages, and come and just want to hear. And again, especially with what's been happening in the legislature, and these are important times, and so it's a great opportunity. So we welcome people to come. So that's April 1st, 7:30 in the morning, free and open to the public. And we get all of our area legislators. So we have Senator Hawk that comes with us. We have Representative Carlin. We have Representative
Phillips,
and I'm spacing. And
Ron Hyland, I think.
Ron Hyland, Representative Ron Hyland.
Susie Swanson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have our five legislators that come from our area. That all of those legislators at least touch part of Riley County, and but also have some areas outside of that. So we encourage people to come and mark it on your calendar, and it's just a great way to interface and see what's happening, and in addition to your coverage that you provide folks. So when I'm out driving around and you have our various representatives and senators on, it's good to get their perspective.
Tomorrow's Sidney Carlin's day.
Okay.
Yes, we have her all set up, and had Senator Hawk on last week. We rotate those exact same five people, so it's
right. It's good to get perspectives, and I know they have huge, especially in the budget area, challenges. And so And I know our legislators, we visit with them on a regular basis, too, but they always appreciate public hearing from the general public. And a lot of times they get mass mailings that are mass produced to everybody. And that's another way, again, when you come to these legislative coffees, A, you can get your question answered, and then afterwards stay around, and you can visit with them for a few minutes and a one-on-one. And I know that all of them appreciate opinions and diverse points of view so that people can learn things. So,
exactly. I know you're talking about another inner city visit, or maybe even a couple, sounds like, from what you were telling me earlier.
Kathy, a few years ago, and a lot of chambers, this is just to kind of bring some of your listeners that may be listening to saying, what is an inner city visit? A number of years ago, we decided that a great way to learn is to physically go to some other community and with specific ideas of what you want to learn from that community so that you can maybe bring some of those back to your community. And so a lot of chambers, I mean, the Greater Kansas City Chamber has been doing it for over 30 years. The Topeka Chamber has been doing it for about 10 years. The Salina Chamber has been doing it for about 3 years. And an inner city visit is just a quick trip to another city that's kind of a peer city that you can learn something from. We did our first one 2 years ago, and we went to Columbia, Missouri, and we leave early, like about 6:30 in the morning, and take a bus. And we had on our first trip, we had about 38 people that went, and we spent about 24 hours in the community. And then we came home, and so we had some business people, we had some elected leaders, we had people from Junction City and the Wamego area join us because we all need to learn as a region. Our second trip, which was September of 2016, we went down to Northwest Arkansas. And primarily we're in the Fayetteville area because that's where the University of Arkansas is. And again, there's kind of a theme here. There's a major university component. Columbia, Missouri obviously has the University of Missouri. And so they're college towns, and we can learn from that. This year we just made the announcement that in the first part of October, we're going to be going to Ames, Iowa. And there's, a peer city, major college, and so there's things that we can learn from them. They're probably a little closer in population size to Manhattan than the other communities, or a little bit bigger. And so there's things. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, we'll be doing a bus. On our way back from Ames, we are going to stop in Omaha. And very specifically, that's going to be a very short stop, but they have a great military relations program in the Omaha Chamber because they have a very large Air Force base as part of Omaha. So we want to learn, even though it's an Air Force, not an Army, but what kinds of work do they do with their military installation? And the second part is that 25 years ago, they formed a very effective regional economic development organization that a lot of people have talked to this region about and say there's an opportunity to visit with how a region has come together, chambers, economic development organizations, and have done a very effective job. People have been to the Omaha area know, and Council Bluffs, which is right across the river. It's a very good growing area, and they've attracted a lot of companies, and they've had a lot of very successful local companies grow and expand. So we want to learn from them. In Ames, they have had for many years a major federal USDA research lab that's been there for I don't know the exact number of years, but a lot of people felt like that we could learn from the community, from the university, from the city, from the county, how they have interacted and worked together once their lab, many years ago, was built. And so we're going to be meeting with the director of that lab and talking to our region about the things that they've been able to do and how they've been able to take advantage of economic growth that from research that's come out of that lab and some companies that have been formed. So I think that'll be very informative. In addition, they're doing some interesting things in their downtown. And I think we're always looking in Junction City and Wamego, we're always looking for new ideas on how we can keep our downtown strong. And so there's a lot of things. So this is not something where we're trying to take hundreds of people to, because we have to keep it with a group that we can move through. So again, we'll be working with our business community, our civic and elected leaders, and trying to get. The other thing in Ames that our listeners might have a little bit of interest in addition to talking about the lab is that they have had, and they've been written up all across the country, one of the most efficient public transit systems in the country. They have received all kinds of awards and recognition. And I know Ann Smith, who runs our ATA, said, oh, yes. And so she's one of the ones, along with Stephanie Watts, who runs our MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, that deals with transit. They both want to go on this trip so that they can physically see firsthand the operation and learn, and as a community learn, but they've got a very efficient system. So,
and I know you've come back the other places with definite ideas. I know I remember Columbia for some reason, the parks and rec, I think they had a real good relationship.
School system. And actually, Kathy, that's a good example to use, is that on that trip, we had representatives from our school district, and we had representatives from our city parks department that went, and we spent a lot of time talking about that subject. And so some of the proposals that are coming forward now are joint efforts that the voters eventually will have an opportunity, whether it's later this year or next year, to talk about some joint recreation efforts that will actually help the school system, but help our city Parks Department provide more services for a less dollar amount than what would be if everybody just kind of went out and did their own thing. And Columbia has been a real pioneer in this. So that is one idea that came back that has grown. And I appreciate our Parks Director, Eddie Eastus, and our school board and superintendents for saying, you know, this is a good idea. This is a good partnership that I think once the voters see the whole thing can really make a difference in our community.
We need to go to a break. It is now 9:37, and Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. Again, number to call if you have questions or comments about development in the Manhattan area, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.